Damon never came into the room. He never gave you the necklace. The party was miserable. And we spent the rest of the night in the house watching movies and eating popcorn with Jeremy.
Jeremy? Damon killed Jeremy. He snapped his neck right in front of me. He's a monster. And he died.
I'm Elena.
I'm Damon.
Trust me. Don't make me look right.
Thank you for being honest with me. And the answer to your question about our friendship is yes. You have lost me forever.
I will always choose you. I promise you. I will never leave again.
I love him, Damon. He came into my life at a time when I needed someone, and I fell for him instantly. No matter what I feel for you, I never unfell for him.
Hey, I get it.
Stefan, it's always gonna be Stefan.
I remember everything. Remembering everything you can probably forget. You saved me. Thank you.
But I'm sure it has something to do with your actual marriage.
You. It is real. I know that it is, Damon. I know what you're about to do. Please, don't do this to me.
I don't want to do this, Elena. I lie to my brother, I fall in love with this girl. I don't do the right thing.
I love you. I love you. You've been a terrible person. You've made all the wrong choices, and of all the choices that I have made, this will prove to be the worst one, but I am not sorry that I'm in love with you. I love you.
Because you are my life. I won't change. I can't.
Because I love you.
Then stop loving me.
I can't.
Travis.
No, I'm serious, Elena. I can't see you anymore. I don't want to hear your voice. I don't want to talk to you. I don't even want to look at you. And I sure as hell don't want to be your friend. Because I've had a real crappy day.
I thought I was never going to see you again.
I'm going to get back to you. I promise. I promise you.
Damon.
I know. The fact that I get to die knowing that I was loved. I'm just mad. But you? The epitome of a fulfilled life. My love.
This is the last time I'll see you. I'll go back in.
I do. And no matter how much I missed you or how much
thing we ever had. Even if I was drowning in grief, I'd rather hang on to every moment that I ever held you, or every laugh that I ever heard, every shred of happiness that we ever had. I would rather spend every moment in agony than erase the memory of you.